This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, it's time for All Creatures Great and Small, our animal welfare segment with Serena Faber-Nelson from the blog Pretty Fluffy. And today, our very last segment, Serena, in this series.
Yes, yes, I know, but it's been so great. So much we've talked about shows that, you know, even the smallest things, recycling your phone or buying a certain type of eggs, it just makes such a huge impact on the welfare of animals. So it's been such a pleasure.
Oh, that's good. And I've really enjoyed it too. And I've learned a lot, I must say.
Good.
Yeah, but today we're talking about something that I know is very close to your heart, which is helping rescue animals. And I understand that this week is a very important week for rescue dogs and cats.
Yes, well, it is a very important topic for me, as I'm a huge believer in every animal deserving a good home. So, and this week is really fabulous, as it's Adopt a Less Adoptable Pet Week. Yeah, try saying that 10 times fast.
Adopt a Less Adoptable Pet. No, can't do it. So Adopt a Less Adoptable Pet Week. It's a bit easier when you say it slowly. What's it all about?
Well, this initiative was started in the US by the site PetFinder.com. Now, it's basically a huge site that showcases hundreds of thousands of pets from a huge range of shelters that are all looking for homes. But for a lot of these shelters, they were finding that while the puppies and kittens and cuter, smaller dogs were being adopted, the older pets, bigger breeds and animals with special needs weren't finding homes. So Adopt a Less Adoptable Pet Week is all about everyone considering these less adoptable pets when they're looking for a new companion.
Okay, so why are these animals being left behind?
Oh, well, for a lot of people, when they're looking for a new pet, the idea of getting a puppy or a kitten is something that they have their heart set on. People also look at bigger dogs as problematic or animals with health conditions as expensive, but it isn't always the case. So for a lot of people, they tend to steer away from these pets when they're at the shelter. So what this week is about is getting people to see all the positives that come from adopting one of these animals.
And what are some of those positives, Serena?
Oh, there's so many. The first best example I can say is by getting an older pet, you're actually lucky to be getting a mature dog or cat that doesn't require as much training. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of these pets have actually been surrendered because their owners have died or their situations have changed, which means these pets are often housebroken and well-trained. Mm. So while you don't get those few weeks of a cuter and cuddly puppy or kitten, you do get to miss out on the 2 years of chewed up shoes and carpet cleaning.
That sounds pretty good, yep.
Yeah, exactly. So, and the other thing to remember is that these pets are often so appreciative to have a home that they're model family pets. They've got a lot of love to give. So while they may be older, bigger or deaf or whatever, they're often the pets that will adore you and will do anything to please you. In a way, it's a really good thing to show your kids that just because these animals may not be perfect on the outside, they still have so much to offer as a family pet.
So yeah, it's about not judging a book by its cover and I guess thinking about some of the myths about what might make a good family pet.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about getting people to think outside the box and looking at not only what sort of pet they want, but what their home can offer a pet, because it's not only a compassionate choice, it's a hugely rewarding feeling to know that you're offering a home to an animal that may have not have found one otherwise. So if you are looking for a new pet, make sure you discuss all the options with the staff at your local rescue, including the less adoptable pets, as they'll be able to take a look at your lifestyle and what you can offer an animal and then hook you up with your best match.
Okay. And what about people who aren't looking to adopt? Is there any way they can get involved?
Oh, absolutely. Now, we've talked about fostering before, but as well as this, you can help rescue animals by just offering your services to your local rescue centre. It can be as simple as volunteering to raise money at a sausage sizzle or helping collect blankets and towels for their bedding or even just sharing pets up for adoption on your Facebook page. You can help as much or as little as you have time for. I know it's a cliche, but every bit counts.
That's true. Do you know, we were offered a rescue rabbit and it got snapped up before we could get it. We're like, yeah, we're going to have it. And within 24 hours, it was gone.
Exactly. So, some of them are super popular, but then you look at the other ones and they've also got a lot to give.
Exactly. Okay, well, I'm sure all the cats and dogs and rabbits and the other rescue animals will appreciate any little bit of support that people can give. So how can people get more info about this?
Well, to read more about Adopt a Less Adoptable Pet Week, people can visit petfinder.com. And to find out more about helping rescue animals in Australia, head to petrescue.com.au.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Serena.
Thanks so much, Katrina. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks for your hard work on this series. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I love doing it. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, that's Serena Faber-Nelson. Check out her blog. It's prettyfluffy.com.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.